you, Becklin.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood.
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Vlasic shoots and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Barracuda earn a point, but it comes in disappointing fashion. They give up four unanswered goals. They fall by a score of 4-3 in overtime at the hands of the Bakersfield Condors. Look, Bakersfield was the better team tonight for a good majority of it. But when you've got a 4-1 lead on the road, you've got to clamp down and find a way. The Barracuda have done that the last two games. They've found ways to close games out. But the bugaboo creeps its way back into San Jose's game. And they fall tonight by a final score, a 5-4, excuse me, is the final score in overtime. Connor Carrick gets his second of the night, and it comes at 2:45 of the extra session. In the first period, Aaron Dell had to make 18 stops in the first. He was outstanding. And the Barracuda would open up the scoring as Brandon Coe would snap a 12-game goalless drought, get a feed from Joey Keane, and rip a one-timer past Olivier Rodrigue to begin the scoring late in the first. Coe takes a turn behind the net. Barracuda rolling with 11-7 here tonight as they have over the last few games. So you see some line juggling a little bit, some different combinations. There's a point shot by Carlson, tipped just wide. Now hand it off for Coe. A quick one-timer, he scores. Brandon Coe found some soft ice, put right into his wheelhouse, and he just fires it far side, beating Rodrigue on the blocker, and the Barracuda strike late in the opening period. So you felt like Bakersfield should have had a better feat in the first, but the Barracuda find a way, and you thought maybe this is just going to be one of those nights the Barracuda don't have their A game, but they find a way. They take a 1-0 lead after a period. In the second at 3:45, Bakersfield would answer back. Jaden Grube, his second of the season, but at 11:02, Anthony Vincent would snap one in from a very sharp angle and begin a stretch in which the Barracuda would score three unanswered. With the goal, Vincent pots his fourth of the season and snaps a 27-game goalless drought. And at 11:02 of the second period, the Barracuda had their lead back. Vincent skates it to the end line. Angle bit, he shoots and scores! A wicked angle from Anthony Vincent, and he wires it home. The net had come off its moorings, but the referee was right there to make the signal. So Anthony Vincent, who does so much in terms of providing energy, tenacity, grit, defensive prowess, and pure effort, pots one. So you get one from a bottom six player, big goal, and then just 42 seconds later, you add to your lead. Scott Sabourin sneaks one through Rodrigue. Sabourin will push it straight ahead. Condors took it away, but then give it away immediately. Sabourin has it, top of the circle, shoots and scores! Scott Sabourin with an innocent blast. And I say innocent because Rodrigue saw it all the way. You don't see many goals from that spot. It was just like he was trying to put it on net and probably going to make a change. Yeah, he just fired it on net. Beats Rodrigue and the Barracuda with a two-goal cushion. They were not done it. 16-20, Ethan Cardwell would bust up the right wing and snap one past Rodrigue to give the Barracuda a 4-1 lead at the time. Live from the Mechanics Bank Arena, here comes Cardwell coming down the wing, shoots and scores! Ethan Cardwell shot out of a cannon, carrying the puck down the wing, and he rips it past Rodrigue. It's a 4-1 Barracuda lead. So the Barracuda completely in control at that point. But they give up a late goal, 25 seconds to go in the second period. And you thought in the back of your mind, if Bakersfield's going to come back in this game, that goal is going to go a long way in their attempt because now they're down by just two going into the third. And in the third, the Condors would continue to push, and they'd get within a goal as Cameron Wright would fire one on net, and it would get tipped through the five hole of Aaron Dell. It actually must have went off a Barracuda defender. We thought the goal was to D'Amato. They did not give it to him, so Wright gets credited his seventh of the season at 6:32. And then less than a minute later at 7:28, Drake Kujula, the wily veteran, would beat Aaron Dell with a one-timer, and we were all tied at 4-4. Barracuda, the Condors with momentum in their favor, trying to tie it up. One-timer, they do. Kujula beats Dell. Block Cajula's got his eighth of the season. So Cajula beats Arundel. We're tied at that point at 4-4, and we would go to overtime. In OT, the Barracuda would have a great chance early. Arundel would make a great save, but at 2:45, Connor Carrick would clean up a loose puck in the crease, put it home for the game-winning goal, second of the night, and the Condors would avenge their loss last night in San Jose with a 5-4 overtime win. With his former teammate Carrick, made a move, lost the puck. Savoy picks it up, guides it along. He's got a man in Griffith. Griffith coming down the wing, shoots, and Dell the save. It was behind him. Where's the puck? They score. Overtime winner, Connor Carrick wins it. A come-from-behind win for Bakersfield. 4-8 answer. Condors score the final four goals. They win it by a count of 5-4 at OT. Connor Carrick is sixth of the season. Griffith and Savoy pick up the assists. And the Condors storm all the way back in improbable victory. They put 51 shots in Arundel, who did more than enough tonight despite giving up the five goals to win. And the Condors, really just a dominating bounce-back performance. You thought, who was going to have the energy tonight? It was Bakersfield on home ice, and they win it by a score of 5-4. Barracuda are now 1-2-1 against the Condors in four games. With the loss, they are 20-11-1-2 on the year. They do earn a point up to 43 on the season. Chasing Calgary for the top spot in the division, the Wranglers were back in action tonight. They had dropped their last two. And Calgary, as we check their final score, they fall tonight 7-2. So the Barracuda are within 4 points of the Wranglers. But the win for Bakersfield improves the Condors to 32 points. They are now 14-13-3-1, back above 500 on the year. Final shots 51-30 in favor of Bakersfield. Both teams went 0-for-3 on the power play. Winning goaltender is Olivier Rodrigue, allowed 4-on-30. He's now 2-0 against the Barracuda. Arundel 0-3 on the season. Tough night for him. He was so good. Unfortunately, though, he finds himself in the losing column. 0-2-1 is his official record. Let's go over our three stars. Jaden Grube is our number three star. Grube, a goal tonight, plus one rating shot, one shot on net, excuse me, and it found the back of the net. Cameron Wright is the number two star. He finished with 3 points, a goal, two assists, a plus two rating, five shots on net, and two penalty minutes. And Connor Carrick, the former Firebird, gets the game-winning goal, had two goals, an assist, 3 points, plus two rating, six shots on net for Carrick. What a night for the veteran defenseman. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 35 minutes, 5,867 sod here at the Mechanics Bank Arena. So unfortunately for the Barracuda, they don't play again until next Saturday, so they'll have a few days to stew over this loss. They did earn a point, but a tough way to fall after leading at one point by a score of 4-1. They'll have to get back to the drawing board as they hit the road in Abbotsford next Saturday and Sunday. We'll be on the air from Canada next weekend. We look forward to bringing you the broadcast. But for now, we will sign off. A final score from Bakersfield, Condors 5, Barracuda 4. We'd like to thank all those who watched or listened. We certainly do appreciate it. For the entire Barracuda organization, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Mechanics Bank Arena in Bakersfield.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.